talking about the plowing, the things, the trenches that are cut. You
sure.
Okay. And you say if you had a good yield, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
Okay. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you
cleared a new ground, or cleared the land.
Okay. You know, the second cutting of clover or grass, do you have a name for that old dead dry grass that's left lying on the ground in the spring?
Well, fall driving. It's a...
What's that?
No, I would call it all fall. I don't know what you call that.
Okay. Wheat's tied up into a...
bundles.
Okay, and then they're piled up into a...
jocks.
Okay. And, you said maybe we raised 40, what, of wheat to an acre? 40?
Bushels.
Okay. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrashing.
Okay, so you say that oats, what?
Have to be thrashed, got to thrash your oats.
Okay, say if I'm talking about how tall you are, you'd say, well, he's not as tall as...
I am.
Okay. Or, I'm not as tall as...
He is.
Okay. And talk about how well you can do something, you'd say, well, he can do that better than...
Better than I can.
Okay. And say if something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
mine.
Okay. Or if it belongs to you, then it's...
mine.
Okay. But if it belongs to me, then it's...
it's yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, then it's...
ours.
Okay. And to him, then it's...
his.
And to her, it's...
hers.
And to them, it's...
theirs.
Okay, you'd never say your or our or...
well, I've heard it. I don't know if I've ever used it, but I've heard it used his and his and her, yeah, and our and such as that.
Yeah, but you...
I don't, I wouldn't use it, never have used it, I don't.
Okay. Oh, you have kidding me something.
Oh, you make so just joking away.
Yeah, like you say poke or something.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, you mentioned the word you and being used, you know, more East Tennessee, I guess, but, like I say the word y'all.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, oh yeah, we say you all, yeah.
You say you all?
Yeah, you all, yeah.
Okay. You always refer to more than one person.
Yeah, you all.
Okay.
There's more than two getting in the way. You say you all just come go home with.
Okay. And say if some people had been at a party and at your house or something, and you were asking them about their coats, you know, and you were addressing the whole group, would you say, where are...
where are your coats?
Okay, but would you say you all's coats or y'all's
your
coats?
Your coats.
But
well, you all, I say y'all, but I get to say, where are your coats?
Okay. And say if you were asking about, say if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you were asking about the people who had gone, would you ask who all was there, or would you say...
well, anybody, yeah, who all was there, yeah, that's about what we're saying.
Okay. And what if there's a group of children and that obviously belong to more than one family, would you ask who all's children are they, or does that sound...
then whose children are you, I guess.
Okay. And suppose there had been a speech made that you hadn't had a chance to hear, would you ask, talking about the speaker, would you ask what all did he say? Or would you...
yeah, what all did he say?
Okay.
What all did he talk about?
Okay. You say if no one else will look out for them, you say they have to look out for...
themselves.
Okay, and if no one else will do it for them, you say you better do it...
yourself.
Okay.